Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the Manx Footy Pod for the 2023-24 season. Right, now we've lost everyone who spotted I'm not Andy, who's off in France watching some Uruguayan egg chasers. Of course, Jeff Mungus is Sam Turton, and normally I'm sitting over there, which if you're listening to this in audio will mean nothing. So joining me this week is the Dion Dublin to my match of the day to Mark Chapman. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. It's Disco Dave Norton.
Hi, everyone. Wonderful intro, thanks.
I was going to get you a dress, but I thought, no.
I never was like that, though.
No, definitely not me.
Alongside Dave is a man who's learnt a lot about Gibbons this week.
Certainly have, hello.
Tom Kirby, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad.
What have you learnt about Gibbons?
I've learnt that they don't need milking.
Yep. Much to the amusement of the Currags Wildlife Park staff.
Yep. Everyone was entertained. It was an interesting phone call.
Yes, it was certainly an interesting phone call. And then the man who came third in the 2012 Young Singer in Man competition, Adam Morton.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a very impressive week, Adam. We've seen you, you're singing.
I'm not singing for you. It's not happening.
That's a shame. People are going to be devastated now to hear that. They've tuned in especially to hear that.
Yeah. See, when we do an episode in the pub, we can get him to sing, I reckon. Give him a few pints.
Well, we've seen him on karaoke down in Nag's Head. All the karaoke nights are available. Good week?
It's been good, hasn't it? Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah, we had an interesting day in the Premier League last weekend, didn't we? Some good results. Obviously, you were at the big shock, the big shock of the day. Air beating Peel 4-1.
Not really a shock.
Well,
I called it.
Oh, you did actually. It was a good game for Tangerines. They put off, like you say, it's one of them, is it a shock early season, but Air looked good. They did look good.
Yeah.
So
they've got the band back together, you see.
Who else tipped them to win the league?
I don't know, but I can't remember any of my predictions, but I'm usually bad at them, so it doesn't really matter.
I've gone air top, so.
Oh, there you go.
I tip Peel, so I'm completely clueless to
you. Well, the wheels are off.
Adam, good week?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. Colby are flying high, so I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, you're like the Preston of the Div 2.
Yeah, we all know it's not going to last, but it's nice while we're there.
If for those of you watching on YouTube, there's a Colby kit now in the background as well.
There is.
It's proudly sponsored by Colby AFC as well.
And we won't turn it around, but on the back it says Morton.
More than eight. I mean, you talk about the great number eights in football, then. You know, I'm right up there.
See, we talk about loyalty being dead in football. This man's Colby through and through, and yeah. I like that.
And we're a big Liverpool fan, so obviously we've had Gerard.
I'm
impressed you can pronounce it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, if we were doing a point system, you'd be getting one there. Unfortunately, while punts win prizes, we don't have any points. terribly same. Tom, what have you been up to this week?
Well, as you say, a lot about Gibbons this week. I've been struggling to pronounce it, haven't I?
Yeah, Gibbon,
I kept the corner. Obviously, the Wildlife Park has a brand new, it's a very unique silver-backed gibbon. Is that what it's silvery?
Yeah, they're quite rare, yeah.
Yeah, and they're quite rare. So I gave them a call just to talk a bit about it. We're going to do a story. We got it in the paper. And I was interested to know who's at the Wildlife Park late at night, because I thought maybe they'd need like a security or a member of staff to keep an eye on the animals, but I was amazed to find out they don't have anyone. Not that this is encouraging anyone to break into the wildlife park at night. They don't have anyone there. And I was like, well, what if the gibbons need? And I was thinking of a word, and I thought maybe they'd get milked. I don't know why I thought that. So I asked them that, and Mark from government, the wildlife park staff, everyone found it very, very funny. So it turns out gibbons don't need milk.
Breaking news, people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised you have to ask that, because you must have seen Madagascar. There's no people about that zoo.
Is there gibbons in Madagascar?
Probably
not as cool as the silver one. The
I'm also not saying that the penguins at Currags Wildlife Park are organising an escape committee.
It might be.
But that's what the penguins would want us to think. So, Tom, it's been a bit of a poignant week this week, though.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I went to Lucas Martin's Celebration of Life on Wednesday. It was a very emotional day, seeing all the family and stuff, but it was a great tribute for him. It was at St. Ninian's Church. It was really emotional there. And obviously, the family, I couldn't believe how well they spoke. All his friends coming up, they spoke brilliant about him. And obviously, as this is a football podcast, we've got to mention the fact of how good a footballer he was. He played from around, I say with me, but I was in the B team. I didn't quite make the team with him. He was in the A, but brilliant footballer. One of the best I've played with, centre mid. Really, really good. And played from around from about, we think about 4 or 5 till about 15. He did then go to Peel. With Taylor and a few of that lot, but he played for Royals most recently in senior football. But yeah, just a big loss at such a young age. So Wednesday was a very, very emotional day, but I think a really fitting tribute to a good guy. So glad it went well.
Well said.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's absolute tragedy what's happened there, but it's good to see the way that the Irons come round to support his family.
I thought especially the Manx football scene did really well last Saturday. I know Moran did something, but I know that a lot of clubs, I didn't realise, I thought it might have just been Peel and Royals, but it seems like almost every game. Yeah,
did a minute
support. And that was, as the family said to me, that must have meant so much to them to see that how much of an impact he had on the island and the football scene.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Yeah, well said.
And it's always a difficult one to move on a little bit, but we're going to look ahead this week to the Canada Life Premier League. Where should we start, Dave?
Well, we could talk about one of his former clubs, Lucas's former clubs. We could do Peel St John's. We've got a Western Derby out at Douglas Road. Both teams, you know, need to find their form with this one, don't they, really? I think Peel, we mentioned, they lost Ayr. They lost to St Mary's before that. St John's picked up a point last week, probably a good point against Rush and that. So they've kind of got the season underway now, up and running. So this should be a good test for both sides, I would have thought.
I think they've got some players back as well, St John's, started gradually coming back. So that point might just get them on the way, mightn't it, and start. Yeah. And then obviously Peel and St John's, always a big game. A1 Derby.
That's the one.
That's a big one, so... Yeah, and St John's been bang up for this, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think Dean Leash was back for them last weekend, which probably played a big part in that result for them. So if they can keep him fit and firing and not on FC Alaman duty, then they've got any chance.
Do you reckon he'll be in the squad for FC Alaman this week?
I don't think he is, no. So it's he's back, time for St John's this week, which would be interesting. I mean, last week, Taylor Andrews scored amazing goal for Peel last week. It's one of them, you know, sort of Giggs-esque, come in, pass 2 or 3, sat down, defend out, scored. And I just think Peel, if they can get that going, and if they get Lee Gale going with them, there's something there. They just don't seem to be clicking as they were last season.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed that you've complimented Taylor there. His head's already too big, so he'll be absolutely buzzing with that.
Doesn't mean we're going to get his poster up on the wall.
Yeah, no, God, not yet. Yeah.
No. We've very much covered this. We've used our printer budget for the year.
Adam, the marker pens on Cam Avery's poster as well. Yeah,
his face I've tried to get rid of as much as I can, but it's not working too well.
Adam, how do you see this one going?
I'm shocked by Peel's start, to be honest, because I've backed them to win the league. But Tom, you're a big believer in home form, aren't you? So I think home form could be quite a big advantage here. So I think I want to go for Peel.
They've got a stand as well. I think that makes a difference. You know, when you've got a full-on stand behind you.
Is this what's been holding around back all these years?
If they get a stand, we'll be right up there with Peel. But no, I do think it does play an advantage playing there. But as I say, the wheels are off, so I'm going for St John's.
You could do like a Brighton, you know, like where they moved to the Amex, but it's like quite outside Brighton. And then if you move out and around, it might actually boost your chances.
We're not leaving the parish, mate, no chance. The playing fields are staying put.
So, home win, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to go for a home win in this one.
I'm going to go for it with shock and say St John's might do just a 1-0, just a little grabber.
You don't see many 1-0s in Manx football.
No, and I'm calling it this week.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go just Peel. I reckon they'll be hurting after a bit last week. Talking of shocks, mentioned Adam, obviously Laxey lost last time out away at Ramsey. This week they've got Braddon.
This is a good opportunity for them to get back on track, I think, isn't it? I mean, no disrespect to Braddon, they've had a tough start back to life in the Premier League. But this is the sort of game that Laxey will just be chomping at the bit to get out there and put that right from that Ramsey game, because it was 5-2 in the end, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't even really that close by the sounds of it. So, yeah, they need to get back up and running.
Do you think with Laxey, they will be missing Brody Patience? Obviously, he was sent off with Ramsey. Big player for them.
Big, massive player.
I've heard it's not just him they're missing as well. From Tom Cowan himself, he says that they're missing a few. Ryan Gartland maybe not playing, Adam Meelan as well, maybe. Maybe not. So this could be, as you say, might be the game to get them back on track. Or Braddon could be thinking,
maybe
shock result here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And despite the scoreline against Ramsey last week, I think Braddon actually, it sounds like they played okay. It's always difficult to say that with a heavy scoreline like that. But from what Eric Clegg and Dean Durnton were saying, you know, Braddon fared okay. And they've got some good players in that squad, so they've got potential to cause a shock.
I've not heard much criticism, actually, for their ability in the football. I just think they're a young team coming up to the Premier League. It's never going to be easy for them, is it? So I actually think if they just keep at it, people have not said they're terrible or anything like that, have they? They're close in the games. They were almost got something against us, even. So.
Yeah, they played some good football against you guys, so...
Yeah.
It's at the level. You almost got something against Moran.
Yeah, that's pretty bad level, isn't it?
And what was the Brody Patience record for? Was it... About the bad tackle, or
us experts should know this.
We should, yeah.
We don't want to be putting out slanderous information again for the second time.
I did hear it was something about that after the goal, but Hattie inconveniently cut off the recording. Right after, if I was Hattie, I'd be zooming in, seeing exactly what's gone on. But
he was eager to get on his plane to France, wasn't he?
Exactly. Yeah. He's there with someone else we know.
Yeah,
well, we don't know if Hattie has gone on holiday to France with Andy. We're just saying it's surprisingly convenient.
Yes. Yeah. But from the phone call I had from him, he is going to end up at a horse racing meeting, and he's... The hashtag pay the man is going to appear on social media the next week.
So does that mean Hattie is not at any games this Saturday?
No, he's not. He's not for the next 2 weeks, actually.
Wow.
So.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, guys, the standard of football reporting.
This week's big game of St George's, the Ramsay Park Hotel, will not be getting the Hattie Suite.
The Hattie Suite, no, unfortunately not. All other suites are available, but yeah. Anyway, back to Laxey Brandon. Yeah, we do digress as always. Yeah, no, I think it might be closer than some people think, but I imagine Laxey will get the 3 points in this one.
Laxey, Tom?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll just go Laxey, but they are missing a few. I think it'll be close, and it won't be a massive score, in my opinion.
I think Braddon will be a bit more confident with the players out, but I still think Laxey will have too much.
I haven't seen Braddon play yet this year, so it's hard to make a judgment, but I just think Laxey, last time out, Johnny Palmer's going to have beasted them this past weekend. They're going to be running, they're going to be wanting to get something out of this. I'm going to say Laxey.
Are you going on Saturday to that game?
I am at that game on Saturday.
So you're watching Braddon for the first time?
I'm watching Braddon for the first time. I'm having one of the best pasties in local football.
That's
down at Laxey.
Claim.
I like Laxey. Their sausage rolls are amazing.
Well, and by the way, there is photographic proof of Sam getting some half-time scram up at Andrea's last week.
Yeah, that was great. It was really nice. It was a proper like meat and onion sort of one. Yeah, beef and onion. Oh,
didn't you give it a low score though?
That was because the tea was about the same colour as yours, to be honest.
Mine's a coffee, Sam.
Is it?
Doesn't look nice then, does it?
That's coffee.
Hey, I was in a rush. You guys were rushing me for the podcast. I've got to get down
here. You had to be here on time, Tom.
Yeah, it's an early morning start. I'm sorry.
If we focus then next on the team that beat Laxey. I thought we'll go up to Ramsey, where Mr. Hatt will not be in attendance, but St George's will be. Dave, you saw Geordie's last week against Mills. They lost at home. How'd they get on?
It was a weird game, really. So Mills won it 3-0, but the scoreline didn't tell the full story. Geordie started really well. Kieran McNulty, he's aiming for that 400th goal. He went close on several occasions. One was a great effort when he spotted the keeper off his line and tried to chip him from 40 yards out. And I think it was Mason Prince just got back to tip it around the post. Geordie started well, but gradually just Mills just grew into the game and scored a good opening goal with a diving header, which you will see shortly. But then I think, Mills just had a bit too much about them. But Geordie's, they don't look as bad as everyone says at the start of the season, so I think they'll be okay. It's goals that are the problem at the moment.
Yeah, I think since we have got that, we'll drop that in like now. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you'll see it like now.
Seamless.
If you're listening to this, you won't see it.
Just imagine it.
Focus on your driving. Yeah. Whatever it is you're doing. Just don't try and get YouTube up now. We're not responsible for anything like that. Adam, what do you think? How can you see this going?
I backed Braddon to pull off a shot last week and beat Ramsey, and I was completely wrong. So I'm gonna back St George's again this week.
You doubling down?
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen last week, so it's got to happen this week.
It's got to. Shot.
Has it got to?
I'm gonna get the opposite. I think... I've heard a lot of people, speaking to a lot of people this week, they think Ramsey might be up there based on their start to the season.
Yeah.
And then I watched, give a shout out to Upfront Footy, he did an interview with Charlie Higgins after the Ramsey game. Charlie was saying how good they've all been, how strong it looks, how the manager's getting them the way they want to play. So I can see Ramsey being in and around there this season. And I think this week, this game against Geordie is at home as well. They love playing at home, don't they,
yeah,
Ramsey? So
they do.
I can see a comfortable Ramsey win.
There you go.
Now, my only thing with this is, I believe Charlie's in the Ravens squad for this weekend, and he's been a big player for them since he's been back in that Ramsey team.
Yeah. Big loss for them then.
Geordie's do have the air of the United about them this season, though. You know, they're not quite what they were. Can I ditch Ramsey's good home form? I'm going to say a draw.
Oof, you're sitting on the fence,
mate. I'm going to sit on the fence. I reckon Pekka's going to grab his 400th goal. And we're going to see a 3-3 draw.
Oof.
On the back pages if Pekka gets his 400th.
Well, what an achievement that'll be when he gets that.
Oh, that's silly. Is that just in local football?
That's just Premier League.
Canada Life Premier League. Well, it wasn't always Canada Life Premier League.
Sorry, well, yes. Division 1.
Manx football's not like England. We do admit that life happened before the Premier League.
1992 was not the start of football in England. I can confirm that. Just like it wasn't in Manx football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, otherwise we'd have no trophies.
But yeah, so no, I think as much as I think Geordies are improving at the moment, I'm going to go for a Ramsey win.
Grant, so we're all three Ramseys in a draw.
Yes.
Right. We'll stick with theme of running for at the minute. We'll go for Union Mills, who, when they played against Laxey the other week, I said they had something about them that could win. They've now beat Geordies, and they've got Corinthians this week. They've had a hell of a run of games there.
They have. And this is the game I'm going to this weekend. It's going to be an interesting game. It's actually quite a key game in the run for the Railway Cup this as well. Okay, I know we're only 4 or 5 games into the season, but these matches count between these sides. So, yeah, Mills done all right. They lost the first two, but have bounced back well. It's going to be tough. Corinthians, obviously, they played them around last week. It was an interesting high-scoring game by the sounds of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think... again, I'd like to confirm I am biased. I'm sure listeners know that. But I'd say it's not as bad as a result as people may take away from it because of the red card. It happened at 3-2. Adam Scarfe got sent off, I believe. I was obviously playing Conby, so I wasn't there. But I believe it was for a challenge where the guy was running through. I think it might have been Dan Simpson, who's always hard to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. So he got a hat-trick in that
exactly.
game as well. So.
And that Chester Bell apparently was on four as well with another hat-trick.
With a hat-trick, yeah.
So honestly, I think as much as it looks bad on us, I do think... a red card that early in the game, 3-2. It sounds like we were competing for the first time.
You were 1-0 up in that game.
1-0
up, yeah.
And then it eventually 3-2 down, got it back to 3-2. I think Weber got a good goal as well for us. So, I don't know. I think, but then again, Corinthians are strong, and if you do get down to 10 men, they're probably going to get punished by the likes of Dan Simpson.
Yeah, that's it. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game with that in mind. I think, you know, obviously that was 10 goals in your game last week. But, teams can score against Corinthians, but going forward, they are good again. I mean, you've mentioned those two players, Simpson and Bell. I mean, 6 goals between them last week is a great return. I don't know, is Dan Simpson any closer to getting back in the FC Alamein squad?
I don't know where that's up to. I know he's not in it this week.
He can't be far away because he's playing well.
No, and I think, without speaking out of turn, I think they could possibly do a bit of Simo at the minute.
Yeah.
They could just do something else up there. So be interesting how long Paul Jones resists the urge to give him a call. Chester Bell, though, I mean, we said about him,
Charity Shield
at the start of the season, he was going to be a big player for Corinthians.
How old is he? Is he
like 16, 17, I think, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think what was the thing that was, you know, he couldn't be given the matchday champagne.
Yeah.
So he's a quality player, isn't he? He's one of them who just there going, and Ben Qualtrough as well, Ben's so good at working people one-to-one.
Yeah.
He's going to be such a quality player going forward.
I think so too. He's already, you know, he's enhancing his reputation already. But yeah, so this is going to be a tough game. I'm actually going to sit on the... I'm going to call it the Andy Dalrymple fence now because he's said it so many times this season. I'm going to go for a draw in this game.
I'm going to go the same, I think.
Yeah.
Score draw.
Away win for me.
Away win?
Yeah, I think Corinthians attacking power is a bit too much.
See, I think Corinthians, so they've got a lot going forward. I mean, you've got Crawley, obviously, back for Mills, quality. Did Jack Murray play last week?
No, he didn't, no.
So if he's still injured, I think... If he's still injured, I'm going to say Corinthians just. If he's back in, I think him and Boothie linking up, there'll be something in that. And I reckon I'm going to sit on the Andy Dalrymple Memorial fence.
Yes.
And or the fence, as we have to call it now. And go for a draw.
Sounds good.
I think it's going to be a Corinthians in their title race.
Dear, the Corinthians up there. God, controversial.
So I think after the first few weeks.
I wouldn't rule out Ramsey. I also probably wouldn't rule out Peel or Laxey yet. As much as I say the wheels are off, they're probably not as off as I like to think they are. Peel, two losses back-to-back.
Yeah,
see, that's a big blow.
Yeah, I know we've said it in previous seasons where, like, if you lose two games, you're out of the title race. I don't think it'll be the case this year. I think we're going to see a lot of drop points at the top end of the table. So it's going to be quite an open title race, hopefully.
Yeah.
Speaking of the title race, though, let's go to God's Own Parish.
Yeah.
Brad, you've got the early lead of St Mary's coming.
Yeah, we do. Well, I won't be there. Obviously, I'll be playing at 1:45 at the bowl in the Combi game, so I can't report on it. And I don't want to report it if we'd won anyway, of course. But no, I think, again, another tough game. They're not coming any easier for us. Corinthians last week obviously ended up being a big scoreline. Really, really tough game against St Mary's, who are absolutely flying. We forgot to even include them when we were talking about the title race. They're probably going to be up there. They're flying. Have they not lost a game?
They've won all.
Did they draw one?
Yes, Russian 3-0,
was it?
Russian, wasn't it, I think.
So that's a tough way to go anyway. So they've not lost a game all season. So, as always, I'm going to go with a Moran win.
Of course, mate. Yeah. Loyal to a fault.
But we weren't very, in fairness, last week, tough game. losing 8-2. Dave Brew didn't give a man of the match out, so he was clearly very unhappy. Normally we've got a Crosby Pub man of the match thing going on where you get a free pint and we have to put it on our socials. And I'm always a bit embarrassed to put it on our socials because we've got beat 11-0. No one wants to see their name as man of the match. But last week, Brews was like, no, I won't give anyone it. So, yeah, another tough game for us. And I can see how the heads are dropping. People are getting more and more. But this is the thing when you're in a bit of a relegation scrap, which we are probably going to be in. I like to think we're not.
Oh, that's an early call, Tom.
Well, maybe we'll be mid-table. In a dream world, we'll be mid-table. But we're probably going to be in and around it. And your heads start to drop because you lose. All it takes is one little result and you pick up. And we don't normally start until about Christmas anyway. So.
Do you think the players need a bit of hairdryer treatment? You know, it's a bit of a kick up the bum.
I don't know. We've had tough games and we're not doing too badly. And we've obviously, without naming names, we've lost a few big players who've got no loyalty. So we've so it's never going to be an easy season for us. So I don't know why people have always seemed shocked that we get that to the pub and people are like, oh, and I understand the frustration, but every game is going to be a tough one. We've got to win the wins the one we can. And this week, just another opportunity to try. And Mary's have got to lose at some point. So
it could be an invincible season. Who knows?
Well, fingers crossed it's not. And hopefully down the playing fields, the round turn up.
I've seen St Mary's a couple of times this season. Obviously, last time out was against Peel. And they turned a 2-goal deficit into a 4-3 win. So, you know, they are a good side. And I have to be biased with them this week because they fed me well at their big breakfast down at the Legion last week.
How was that?
Some top scran. Absolutely, oh, proper English breakfast on Saturday morning. Sorted. Thanks, Aunt Dooley. I'm sorry, Moran. Sorry, Tom. I'm going to have to go with the St Mary's winning this one.
I'll let you off.
All logic says St Mary's. But there's something in the air. I can just feel it. I'm going to say Moran.
All right, Phil Collins.
Yeah, we're teeing up his next song. You're a singer of a band.
I'll slip you that later, Moran show.
Yeah, oh, can I do it? Every week I tease that I'm going to give you something, but I can't see it, Tom. I really can't. But no, you know what? I suppose, you know, one day Luton might beat Man City, and who knows? Maybe this is the week that Moran beat. No, it's St Mary's. Right.
Well, they'll have a big following down there, so hopefully, who knows?
Yeah, the final game this week in the Canada Premier League is Dougie Royals hosting Ayr. Obviously, I watched Ayr last week and was easily bought out by how nice their pasties were. But they had a really strong performance to beat Peel. Royals have been quite spirited in the past few weeks since I tried to write them off. Right at the start of the season.
To write them off. You're giving people their team talks.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing, mate.
That's what we do. We're actually providing a public service.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're available to hire. We'll come round. Adam can sing for your team before the game. Me and Dave can give inspirational talks. Tom can try and get you to sign from around. I think Royals, they've got something about them. You know, they got a good point against Corinthians.
They did, and you know, and again, we've said this. Well, I know I sound like a broken record most weeks, but they've got some good players in that squad, Royal. I think they're still finding the feet this season. You know, it takes teams a bit of time to get into the groove, doesn't it? But with Ayr, they don't show any signs of slowing down. I think they're going to be too strong in this one.
I was shocked by that Ayr result last week. You know, those sort of results that sort of make you sit forward in chair. You're like, oh shit, that's. But I think Ayr are gonna.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ayr as well. I think it'd be comfortable. We talk about that Royals Corinthians game, the 3-3, and I know before the red card, Moran could have got something, but you can't cling on to that. The Royals have lost every game bar that, so you've got to factor in that they're not. And Ayr are in unbelievable form. Are they top of the league? Good point. They're probably not, are they? It's Mary's. But,
yeah, but they've played a game less. It's yes. Like them Ramsey, they've played.
So they're
less.
In and around there. They're doing really well. So I can only see one winner here, and it's Ayr.
Did Ayr go one down last weekend as well?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Tellandrew scored first. Yeah, and then they turned it around and...
Ian Dowie. Exactly. I'd be happy you said that.
Yeah, I reckon probably, yeah. I just think Hurty's got them singing to the right tune.
Apparently Nathan Tierney in goal has been quite good as well. Where was that form from around last season?
He was good last week. Famously, Dave, wasn't he? There's a picture somewhere here.
Very interesting, Dave. What's
this
about?
Peel. Do you know what you're at? That's Owen Dawson, so I've messed that one up.
It's all right.
Yeah, the save, which none of us could work out how it was a save.
But, read this week's Indy to find out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, £1 something in the shops.
I guarantee no one will buy the Independent based on this podcast.
Yeah, probably not. But we can try.
We can try.
So that is our kind of life Premier League. So let's look down to Div 2, DPS Limited.
Well done. I knocked out the park first time then, mate.
I've actually got it in bold here, don't say. I want to start with Douglas and District. because of a non-footballing reason.
Oh, this is amazing.
Now,
oh yeah,
Dean Turton said this week, other Turtons are available, about clubs stepping up their social media game.
Yeah.
And I think D&D have done this and then some with a post last night. We'll put that up on the screen on YouTube in a sec. But Dave, just tell us a little bit about what D&D have been up to.
Well, basically, they've created their own top trumps. It's absolutely amazing. You can see some of their players on cards. I think they're going to set a trend here. I think other clubs are going to follow suit. I think it's amazing. And fair play to D&D. They are one of these clubs that just, they think outside the box and they get it done. So, yeah, if anyone's wants to see more, get on their social medias and find out, because it is brilliant.
The post already been put in our group chat, so we're thinking about it now. We might steal Dave Matheson's idea.
I think you lot would be better with Pokemon cards.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you do have the air of like a Pokemon, right? Yeah.
I don't know whether to take that very well.
You're probably like a Gibbon or something.
Yeah. Okay, Gibbon, yeah.
We'll start with that, Adam, because they are hosting your Colby side this week.
You would think, facing the top of the table Colby at home, they'd be hard at work on the training pitch. But nah, busy making top trumps. So, I mean...
Are you suggesting there's an air of like media arrogance about them?
I prefer to stay quiet on that one, but I mean, all I'm going to say is that you should have been on the training pitch instead.
How dare they suppose something last night and not be working hard? Although saying that, they might be thinking, we've only got Colby this week, it's quite easy for sure. We might just see what we can do.
On that note, I'm going to say away win. Because we're on a high, we're on a massive high at the moment. And Paul Whitley last week, my word, cut above the rest. Unbelievable.
Are you going to fire to the Premier League?
Too early to say. I know after this week we've got three tough games coming up. I think we've got Onken, Malou and Castletown in the next three, so that's a big test. But I think if they can win this, it's 5 out of 5 and it's a great, brilliant start. But just go from there after that. I think it's Malou next week, so if they can build on, if they win this and then Malou next week, they're in a great position. But yeah, like I say, Paul Whit, Jordan Edge is back now as well. You've got a great front three in Seb Spears and Carl Hickey as well. So, yeah, it's looking good.
Someone's going to Division 2 football and breaks the front three.
Well.
This is controversial. 4-4-2 or nothing.
I say that loosely.
We should put best league of the week.
We should put a poll out of what teams we want to see in Div 2, from Div 2 into Div 1.
Can we do it the other way around as well and see how many people want to see Moran get relegated?
Let's not do that, because I feel like since the podcast started, I reckon I've pissed off a few people and a lot of people want to go down. But I'd also say, how many people do you reckon want to see Colby in Div 1? Because I certainly don't.
What?
Just for this man.
Right, Adam, you're going for the away win. Dave?
Well, I've got to say as well, you know it's going well for Colby when Adam here is fielding phone calls from his fellow Moonlighters asking, where's Division 2 Player of the Month? You know, they're obviously playing well. So yeah, the confidence is there within the squad. I think they're gonna, they'll have a bit too much momentum for D&D. I think it'll be close. D&D are always capable of performance.
Do you reckon the FA will bow to such pressure? Go for a Div 2 Player of the Month? You know, can they? Is it true that you can't fight the moonlight?
You can't fight the moonlight at all.
I would happily do it, but I think I might be a bit biased and just give it to Colby every single month. So. You know.
Well, when Moran are in Div 2 next season, on board.
Well, that won't happen.
Tom?
I'm going to go with a D&D shock home win.
You're going to pull the top trump?
Yeah, exactly, I think.
I'm going to say Colby. Sticking with that, and you mentioned Onken and Castletown, they played each other this week in what is probably the game of the week in Div 2.
Absolutely.
Just before we get onto that, though, I want to talk about Castletown last week. Because Castletown had a 6-0 win home against Malou. Now, I said that Malou could get something like this, and Sam Palmer has given me no end of abuse. But we just want to bring up this, because we might have the best team goal I've ever seen in Division 2 football.
With some of the best commentary.
It is. So, we're going to hand over now to Jed Power. And again, if you're listening to this instead of watching this, you're just going to hear Jed, and you'll have to make it up as you go along. Hand over to Jed. Now, Tom, we'd have to sit here and...
Let's stay silent the whole time.
That's a quality goal, that, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, the commentary is something else.
Jed's commentary makes it. I mean, you know, Jed, you got a thing. He's up there in the Jed Tower every Saturday. First team Amcombi. I mean, that is some dedication to Local 40, that.
I was having to think about this. Do you not think we need to do a segment of things we take for granted in the local game? Maybe like a separate podcast where we talk about the people who keep the Manx football going. And Jed Power's got to be one. If you were a Castletown boy, you'd be absolutely loving a guy up there, filming you every week, commentary.
It took 2 years to get Whitey to commission a new series of this. And you're trying to do a spin-off already.
I am.
Walk before we can run, Tom. Right?
But I love the idea of it, because obviously Hattie, without blowing too much smoke up his backside, yep. I don't know. Give him too much credit, But the other night, we were around my friend James's. We sat on the TV, 2003, 2004, Junior Cup Final, watching Moran. We obviously lost on penalties that game. But what I'm watching back in the day, old school footage of Moran, who else would be recording that other than Paul Hatton?
What a guy Hatton is.
The man dedicated to Manx football. We need people like that.
You say we need to open up a National Football Museum.
I think a Manx National Football Museum, cut the FCL and rubbish and just be the local game in there.
You know, Hattie's old yellow tie.
Oh, yeah, bring that out, Jim White tie.
Get the clubs with history in there and all the people who've done loads for the local game. That's what I like the idea of.
Yeah, there's so many unsung heroes in Manx football. Exactly. There really is.
Like, as we say about the pasties and stuff, I guarantee there's someone in there making them or.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Corinthians, obviously, Karen is up there.
I've got to give a shout out to Helen Withers, our club, club treasurer. She's got to be in there as well.
John, Tom, you could be onto something here. We should come back to this at some point.
We should.
I think you've got a good idea.
A behind the scenes match day would be great, wouldn't it?
It would.
So what's going on?
I still think a Moran FC All or Nothing's going to come out soon.
Nothing. Anyway, right, let's return to the battle for promotion. Onken, Castletown, obviously Castletown won 6-0 out last time. I think Onken had the free week, didn't they, in Div 2?
I believe so.
Yes. Yeah. So, just on that. Got no idea on the form of Onken, but they have looked good in the start of the season. I think Dean Turton's going to this one, actually. He's going down to the Division Stadium, which, again, Dean, another one, giving up his own time
one
to
song here,
the US.
Yeah, he put a post out this week talking about how Manx football clubs have stepped it up on social media, and they definitely have. I think, I know we talk about D&D doing these special things and stuff, but other clubs, they really have stepped up.
I think
game.
People actually go to Upfront Footy for their, because he says about the refs and stuff. I know if I'm playing in Combi 1, I don't go to the FA, go on the FA website, look straight for the refs. And
no, Tom, you go to the shop and buy an independent.
I don't need to buy them. But Dean, but Dean is another one we probably need to get on the pod, because the man, it'll be interesting to his point of view. He's done a lot for the local game. It'd be interesting
to
see.
He's doing a great job, Dean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He started, I know, a bit at the end of last season, didn't he? But it'd be interesting to get him on and talk about how he's found it, what he's doing. He's doing some interviews after the game and stuff.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. So fair play to you, Dino. Well done, mate. Keep it up.
But don't do it too well, because he'll take our jobs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You can have Tom's. Yeah. But, so on Concaster, I'm going to say, I know Tom always says I should support my home team, and just to annoy a certain Mr. Sam Palmer, I'm going to say Onken will have this in the bag, and it's going to be 2-0 to the Mighty O's.
You'll be celebrating with little Miss Dynamite in the Manxie afterwards.
Yeah.
Right.
Onken's an institution.
I think this will be a close game. Both sides have started well, as you say. There's a lot of firepower in both these teams. That Southern Derby last week, I spoke to Hattie about this, and we both predicted before kickoff that it wouldn't end with 22 players on the pitch, and that's how it panned out. Malou had a player sent off first, and it was pretty close at that point. But then, obviously, Castletown sort of ran away with it before they got their own player sent off. That's the other thing. Adam Kinvig, the goalkeeper, was sent off, and he's a big loss for Castletown. So that might just give Onken a little bit more confidence. But on that note, I'm going to sit on the fence.
As our Southern correspondent, Adam, do you know who would replace Adam Kinvig in goal for Castletown? Is Jed Power getting the call?
I don't know.
GoPro in goal, Jed Power. Yes. That'd be brilliant. But yeah, you don't know.
I don't know, but I do know that red card was quite controversial, because I watched it back afterwards on Jed's live stream, and I thought he sort of rushed out and sort of cleared out the man. But it's on the halfway line. I don't think it was a goal scoring opportunity.
Was it a last man?
That's not a rushed out. That's a keeper's gone walkabout.
Yeah, and it's the most Adam Kinvig story I've ever heard as well. That man loves to wander around the pitch. He's at centre of attention, isn't he?
I saw on Twitter, I saw Hattie put on Adam Kinvig's been sent off, and I thought that's definitely for dissent.
I'm surprised he's still at Castown, because that man loves a little Manx Football Club switch, doesn't he?
That's got to be a hell of a. That's a goalkeeper gone walkabout moment, surely.
Yeah. It's basically got bored. He's done with Edison or Manuel Neuer, and just gone wander. Like, if they're 6-0. I don't know what the score was, but if they're comfortably winning.
Well, with that, I'm going to go, with Kinvig being out, I'm going to go Onken as well. I'm going to support your local club, Sam.
I think it's going to be dead tight. And I know, Dave, you said that until the red card, it was quite even.
Yeah.
But I heard that Castan was still on top even before that.
Right.
So when I first saw it, I thought, oh, just because it's Malou had 10 men. But I think Castan are really on a high at the moment. And I think they did play really, really well last week. So it's tough to call, but I'm going to sit on the fence and say draw, I think.
Same, yep.
Yeah. So, we'll shift in gear, and we'll go with Jim's, actually, because Jim's Foxdale played each other this week, and both teams won last week. Both teams scored 4 goals. Jim's beat the Mighty Governors Athletic 4-2. Foxdale 4-0 home winners against Rycob. Is this where Jim's... have they had their turnaround? Apparently, Maz was brilliant last week in goal for Jim's.
I think basically Adam's been saying their team talk more than on a weekly basis, and it's finally hit home. Your hatred is shone through, mate.
I watched 5 minutes of Jim's last week because it was also a Colby, and they must have seen him on the sidelines and thought, yeah, inspiration right there.
Did any stray...
This guy's called the shit, so we're going to pick the ones.
Did any stray footballs come your way? Were they aiming for you at all?
I'm surprised they didn't, to be fair.
I think it's a good point. Jim seemed to be turning the corner, which is good to see. Foxdale, though, they've had a good start to the season, haven't
they? And guess who's back?
Is he?
Apparently back this week, Jay Chatwood. Ooh. I've heard he's back.
You've called this for 3 weeks now.
And it's going to happen this week, dead on. Apparently this is the week. And what a game to walk into as well. If you're Chatwood, you'd think, I can grab a couple of goals. I'm going to put some marker down here.
For the silver boot, you mean?
Exactly, yeah. The man will just turn up, score a few. I still think they need to do a good unveiling for him, though, when he's back.
This could be the moment then, couldn't it? We could be getting the flatbed out. Jay Chatwood could be just coming in at the time to...
Are we saying they should get the flatbed out just for Jay Chatwood to come out?
They're in seriously good form, their Foxtails. They've played... I was looking at the fixtures thinking they can't have played anyone. Michael Wynn on the opening day.
Yeah.
That's like...
That was a shock.
That's Foxtail, you know, this season, we call them the nearly men. With Chatwood coming back in, there's a lot of pressure. I think this could be the year. Who knows? So Matty Moffat up front as well. Good another player. Good spot, where are they all going to favour on? Charmer, Matty Moffat, and Jay Chatwood up top. How are they going to work it?
I think we might be seeing more than a 4-4-3 this season.
4-4-3.
4-4-3-3. Maybe a 4-4-3.
That's who he plays on the pitch that day. So, home win.
Away win.
Foxdale, I'm going to go with the Foxdale win in this one as well.
Adam?
A great result for Jim's last week, but Jay Chatwood against that Jim's defence, I saw it against Colby. It could be over 10 again.
I told you Adam's aversion to Jim's. I'm going to go Foxdale, but I think Jim's are going to score as well. I reckon a classic Manx sort of 5-3, something here. But it'll be fantastic. If this is the week that Jay comes back, it'll be fantastic to have him back in. Quality player around, and one of the really nice guys in Manx Footy. So, for any luck, he'll be back in. And Tom can stop bringing it up every week that he's going to come back, because you haven't got anything right.
Well, in an ideal world, he doesn't come back, because I don't want to see Fox still in the Premier League.
Mate.
Right, last couple of games, we'll look at Old Boys versus Governors. Now, Old Boys, we sort of thought we're going to be heading straight back up, but they've had a bit of a...
They haven't got a point yet.
Difficult season.
They've had a very tough start. I mean, I think it's shocked quite a few people, hasn't it, really? But I suppose what I did see was that Callum and Craig Stewart are both back and scoring. So that's a big plus for them. If they keep them in the first team, they'll get no end of goals. So... and this might be the game that starts the season, I think. Nothing against the mighty Govs, because Govs are obviously awesome. But, I think Old Boys are going to get the win here.
Yeah.
I think a home game against Govs is the perfect chance to sort of bounce back. So I'm going to say, home win.
I'm going to go with the draw. I think Govs might get something here. Old Boys, I can't believe where they are in the league. Did you see the FA put a post down on Facebook and the comments were like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
It's a really bad start for Old Boys, considering... They were Div 1 last year. It's not gone well.
What
were
the
comments
saying?
They were just...
Can't believe Colby top of the league. What's going on,
mate? Well, they were all about Old Boys. I think there was a fair few of the Old Boys. Tommy Miller, I don't think he's still here, is he? But
No.
But he was like, what's going on? I think there was a bit like, what's happening? And Governors, I don't think... There's a common misconception amongst football that Governors are going to roll over. I don't think they will. I think there's got a good few players there. Brett Kitchen's got the boys in tune, so I think they'll be all right. They got beat last week, though, didn't they?
Shocker.
Yeah, they got beat... Yeah, by Jim's 4-2, but I mean, Mikey Dawes back scoring. I think, do you know what? I can back Belay. I mean, people of Onken have got two fantastic games to pick from. Yeah. Never mind sitting home this weekend.
And half of them will still choose FC Armour.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to go for the back Belay. I'm going to say sit on the fence.
You're for a draw as
well? Yeah, I'm going to sit on the fence.
Get
in there. So it just leaves Paul Rose versus Michael. Now, Dave, Michael, interesting start to the season.
Yeah, but I mean, they are scoring for fun. I mean, we can't knock them. I mean, how many did they get last?
Liam Kane got 5, so they got 6-2 against Old Boys.
Yeah. I mean, Liam Kane, I think I tipped him for silver boot, so good on you, Liam. Keep going, mate. I think Michael will be too strong. I think Paulie, I think they were getting some plaudits on social media last week. They're still plugging away. They're doing well, but these sort of games are going to be a step too far for them. I think Michael would get a fairly comfortable win in this.
Yeah, I'd go Michael as well. I think the players, the attack they've got, obviously Liam Kane got 5, so he gets all the plaudits, but like Sam Greasley, Leon, Bailey Ashton, all them, that front, like, it's scary to play against.
They've got a quality team, haven't
they? Yeah, they do. The attack is just, it's so quick, it's horrible. I don't want to be playing them, so.
You know, one of them years where you look and go, how, like, there's six teams that could go up here, how does this get into two?
Yeah.
I think the back end of this season, Div 2, is going to be exciting. Cause
best league in Europe, mate.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's for a reason.
Yeah.
Adam, you did see, obviously, Poro's play last week.
Yeah.
Did you see anything that could get a result against Michael?
No, not really. I think Colby played really well, and Paul Rose were a bit all over the place at times, and a lot of miscommunication as well, a lot of sort of, you know, stuff at the back that they didn't need to do, sort of silly mistakes. So I think Michael will probably win this quite easily.
Are we all in Michael camp then?
I think we all are. Yeah, you're going to win 1-0.
Sorry, yeah, of course they will. Just turning away from Manx football briefly, because Tom doesn't count this as Manx football. FCL Man will be on the road this week away at Bury in Gig Lane.
A historic match,
yeah. I obviously went along to it, and I have an air of the sort of the feeling that the game or the occasion might have got to the tad. I just don't think there was much. It was a strong performance. It was a lot of really hard running. A lot of effort went into it. Ravens came away empty-handed. It was a game where both teams largely cancelled each other out, but it was a fantastic occasion. I mean, there was, you know, well over 100 of Ravens fans turned up. It's fantastic to see Gig Lane coming back into use as well, what Barry had done.
Oh, absolutely amazing.
But yeah, it was really good to see just the support, and it never wavered. Like, you know, that even when they were losing, end of the game after they'd lost, that travelling support, and Bruce Parkinson organises these away trips. He's got, you know, deals with the scene packet and coach firms and all this for different games. And there's some really good stuff going on there. So even away from Tom's hatred of FCLMN, the actual community aspect of it is quite good to see. I mean, we run a coach of 70 people down a motorway, just like people chapter, sitting their heads off, drums going off.
And yeah.
It's well worth sailing on the Manxman at 2:15 in the morning.
Absolutely.
Back in work at what time are you, Sam?
Well, we actually didn't leave Heesham until gone 3, and then I come off the boat at 7:30 and come straight into work. So,
and you still wrote a really good match report, so well done.
I don't actually remember writing, I was delirious by that point. But yeah, so it was a great night for the club, and I think it's a big night for Manx football as well, because with the exception of Dean Pinnington, a lot of these lads won't have played at a ground like that. I thought Pinny's experience showed up a little bit on that occasion. I thought he was quality going forward. Just think things didn't click elsewhere. But, I mean, there were some big performances. I mean, Alex Maitland at the back was fantastic. Jacob Crook was brilliant. Mikey Williams was fantastic. Barry just had that extra bit of quality.
Should we talk about FCL Man's form, or...?
It's worrying, I think, you'd be fair to say.
Thank you, Adam.
I don't think they've won in 7 now. No. There's only two teams in worse form there at the bottom of the league. I just think the Ravens, they've always had this sort of thing to go on spells, but this week they've got a big challenge again. Withenshaw here, they're third in the league. So not Withenshaw Town, who are fifth in the league, just to add some confusion over that one. Their local derby is very close. There's two Withenshaws, and they're both in our league.
How much is the ticket to the game nowadays?
I think it's £10 to get in, which is
a lot more than it is at the playing fields.
But
for similar football,
we have to add the caveat with FCL and Man that they've had a lot of away games recently, which doesn't help. I mean, it's a big commitment, isn't it?
I mean, you see it, especially the midweek is how they've been, because you got, you know, and, you know, you talk about people in Manx football supporting it. A lot of the companies that are giving the lads the time to do this as well. And yeah, it feels like Guy Waitman, who's going on these trips all the time. Dicko is going. Paul Jones himself, he's given up so much of his time.
Yeah.
Tom could obviously say he could be doing it in Moran, but, you know.
Yeah. I think we should get Tom to go to an away day sometime. I actually think you'd probably enjoy it. For what Sam said, and by the way, everyone, check out jeff.im, because Sam, you did a really good video montage of the day, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a quality day.
With some artistic point work as well.
Don't send me an away though, please.
No, honestly, mate, I think if you actually went and did an away day, you might enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully.
What's the aim for FCL Man now? Is it?
Well, I think, as always, the aim is to finish as high up the league as possible.
Well, yeah.
I think the thing is, this league is that, yes, they haven't won in 7, but they're only 7 points off the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a league that's got quite tight. I think Kendall are running away with it at the top, which nobody really saw coming, including most of Kendall. But that sort of switched up a little bit. Speaking of things people don't see coming, what people don't appreciate sometimes is Dave Norton's Comedy Corner. So, Dave.
Okay.
Take it away.
Cheers, mate. I've actually remembered my script this week, but not that we script this at all, though. St Mary's made it 4 wins out of 4 in Candlelife Combi 1 last weekend with a 7-1 win away at Douglas Royal on a day of high scoring in the Combi Leagues. Union Mills were not in action, so Ayr moved level on points with them into second after getting the better of Peel 5-3. So it was a bad day at the office for Peel, but good for Ayr. Defending champions Rushen, they're back on form. They romped to a 7-1 success at home to St John's. Ramsey were also big winners thanks to a 5-0 victory over Braddon at Ballaclone. Well, the other game in Combi 1 saw Moran edge past Corinthians 2-1. Tom, you were involved in that match. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, just another good day to put on a maroon and gold shirt. It was brilliant. I loved it. So
good. Anyway, Dave.
Well, we went 1-0 up, then got a man sent off. The guy who scored, Sam Robert Shaw, got sent off.
Oh,
so it was pretty bad. And then we thought, oh, this is going to be a tough afternoon. But no, held on. Got a second one at the half-time. 10 minutes to go. We concede to make it 2-1, I think. This could easily end up 3-2. It'll be very Moran.
Yeah.
But one, got back to the Crosby. Combi were buzzing. First team obviously deflated, but yeah. What can you do?
Did you make all the first team guys have a monkey brain?
Well, a few of them did, but I think it was more the Combi boys. I don't think a red card's a monkey brain, but we did give... Ricky had to have one for scoring an own goal, so or making his debut or something like that. I can't keep up with them. We just do monkey brains for everyone.
I think you've got to get Adam there to have a monkey brain at some point.
Soon. Yeah.
When Moran played Colby,
I've heard about it. I want to try it.
Yeah, it's a tradition. You've got to keep these up, don't you?
I think the karaoke Adam will come back out if you have some monkey brains there. Right, in DPS Limited Combination 2, Youthy also made it 4 wins from 4. They had a hard-fought 3-1 success at home to Foxdale. Michael are the nearest challengers, and they beat Old Boys 5-2 at Blackberry Lane. The Mighty D&D claimed the bragging rights at the Grove Road, Springfield Road Derby. I've got to say they trumped Douglas Athletic 4-2. Sorry about that. While Jims and Governors shared 6 goals in a 3-3 draw in Tramode, and the Maluvi Castletown game was postponed, apparently due to an unfit pitch. I know there was a bit of speculation otherwise on social media, but that was the official reason given anyway.
Just before we wrap up, we're going to look at ahead to the women's footy this weekend. Now, 2 games called off last week for various reasons, but Peel and Corinthians did go ahead. So Becky Corkish and Louise Gibbons score. Peel, early leaders there, Dave, they look on course already to sort of have a good crack at holding on to their title.
Yeah, well, that's a big result. Obviously, Corinthians cleaned up last season, so Peel have laid down an early marker, so good for them. Becky Corker had a good summer at the Island Games with the Isleman women's team, so all signs are looking good for the Westerners.
So, Corinthians, they'll play Dougie Royals this weekend. Both teams on 3 points there. Unk and Castletown, both pointless, both... they had a great start of the season, but playing each other, a chance for one or both of them to get at least a point on the board. And obviously then Malou host Peel. So that'll be coverage of that in next week's Examiners, Dave.
Yes.
Dave, I know you love this moment and you thought, Andy, with him not being here, you'd get away from it. But
one of these days, I've got to convince these boys to read the weather.
It's Dave reads the weather. We can't change it now.
Yeah, let's bring in another Dave. I don't care who it is.
Dave Neil.
Dave Matheson. Anyone. Yeah. Someone bloody read the weather.
Well, Dave... put everyone at ease. What's the weekend going to be like?
Got a dry start on Saturday with a chance of some early brightness before it turns cloudy, with rain spreading from the southwest later in the morning, turning it heavy at times before clearing overnight. And the light southerly wind back to the southeast becomes strong by evening, with maximum temperature around 16 degrees.
Sounds ideal for a picnic or indeed a pasty at halftime at your local game.
Absolutely.
Any other business before we finish?
Not that I can think of. I did hear that there's a couple of the Moran boys this week obviously got red cards. I've heard they're £55 a red card this season. Wow. That is, I am not wanting to get a red card anytime soon. That is like bankruptcy for me.
What the odds did you get one this weekend?
No, that would be just it now.
If you're a referee who'd like to send Tom off.
But what I would say is, obviously they want to crack down on people like discipline and stuff like that. But is £55 not kind of putting people off playing on a Saturday?
I've thought for a while you could do the scale. So if someone's sent off like, you know, a bit of one of them, last man, you pull someone's shirt back, I'd say, you know, £30.
Yeah.
If it's like you've absolutely cleaned someone out, £40, anything that involves the ref, £55, £70, whatever.
Exactly, or a punch or anything.
It should be like a sliding scale. No,
I agree. Because Adam Scarfe's obviously gone for a late challenge. He's not meant any harm by him. It wasn't in like an injury one. It's same with the Combi game, Sam Robertshaw. He's gone in for a challenge with the goalkeeper. Obviously, the refs thought it was a red, which is fair enough. But £55 for a challenge where he had to put in for it. I think it's a bit steep, but that's my opinion on it anyway. What would you say, Dave?
Well, it does seem a bit steep. I don't know when. I'm assuming that's just in line with the English FA and stuff like that.
But
I think it is a difficult one, isn't it? Because you can't have the same punishment for, say, like a endangering an opponent, whatever, than a professional foul, last man or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a grey area, isn't it?
But as we say, we need to get a ref on, because we get we get one of the refs, maybe Rob Slinger, get Kev Maitland in, get a few of them in. As we keep saying, we're going to get guests, and the people tune in, it's us four.
Well,
no one
wants
five.
To come in.
If you want to come in, give us a shout.
Have to ask someone to
yeah.
find out, really.
Well, it's, the problem is the timing, isn't it? But if you want to come in, give us a message. This is when we get known. But if you want to come probably. In, feel free to. You're very welcome. Anyone. No, probably not anyone.
Well, yeah, we'll. We're not fussy, are we?
We're not fussy. I mean, if it's us four getting on the pod every week.
People are bored out of their minds already. But...
The viewers have gone down from 3 to 1 this
yeah.
week. So.
And that's just Andy and France. Just, yeah.
yeah.
Adam, anything you'd like to end with?
No, I've got a question. What's the half-time scrum like at D&D? Do you know?
Do they do anything?
I would imagine it's probably just the same as Pully as in their little clubhouse there. You get like a cup of tea or coffee and a
of course they're not at Nobles Park, are they? They're down at Pully.
Yeah.
So yeah, if there is anything, there should be a pasty.
Dave Matheson will be disappointed if we don't get this right. So
I mean, you could go to Domino's across the road. There are other pizza places available. By
no,
the way.
It's like when people get a Costa coming down to the playing field. Support your local clubs. Don't get a coffee from Costa.
So
win.
Go at the cafe at the NSC and get a takeaway.
Don't do that. Get okay. Support your local club. Get a pasty. Get what you can at your local game. The pounds keep the clubs afloat.
Yeah, that's good. Tom's pocket.
Yeah, or the pub.
Yeah.
Well, if you've enjoyed this week's economic advice, you know where to find us again on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify,
the usual,
everywhere else.
You literally can't get away from us. Sorry about that.
Oh, we need a TikTok page.
Well, Tom, you can do the TikTok page.
I'll make a TikTok page.
I'm too old for a TikTok page.
No, you're never too old for TikTok. I reckon get Dave dancing on TikTok. It will get a lot of people.
Adam singing.
Yes,
it's got to be Adam singing.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, with that. Dave?
Ta-ta for now.